News. I'm Gene Randall. The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee votes today to authorize subpoenas to obtain the full Mueller report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, as well as the testimony of five former White House officials interviewed by the special counsel. U.S. President Donald Trump has left it to Attorney General William Barr to decide whether to release the full report. Mr. Trump is expected to assert executive privilege over some portions of records other congressional committees are seeking in their oversight of the administration. President Trump says the United States is standing up to China as it prepares to resume negotiations today toward ending the long-standing trade war between the two nations. Trump made the comment Tuesday night during a Republican fundraising dinner.
We are standing up to China's chronic trading abuses and theft of intellectual properties and so many other things that they've done to us. I don't know how you people allowed this to happen for so many years. You've been here longer than me. But they really have. They've taken advantage of our country.
A package of threatened new tariffs on Chinese imports remains on hold while the talks continue. In Venezuela, lawmakers loyal to President Nicolas Maduro have stripped opposition leader Juan Guaido of the immunity from prosecution, which he enjoyed as a member of parliament, paving the way for his possible arrest. Earlier, Venezuela's chief justice said Guaido should be jailed for violating a Supreme Court ban on leaving the country. The self-styled interim president, Guaido, told supporters he realizes the risk he faces, but insists he is undeterred. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has met with the families of six Citgo Petroleum executives detained by the Maduro regime and demanded their immediate release. Pence also said he expected this would not happen as long as Maduro remains in power. Five of the six detainees are Americans. This is VOA News. The board of automaker Renault is meeting to settle on a final paycheck for ex-chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn and wrap up a probe into suspected financial wrongdoing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The meeting at Renault's headquarters comes after news of suspicious payments to a Renault-Nissan distributor in Oman under Ghosn's watch. The ex-chairman has denied any wrongdoing and now says he will hold a news conference next week to, he says, tell the truth about what's been happening. He's facing financial misconduct charges in Japan, where he also served as chairman of Nissan before his November arrest. The Renault meeting will finalize pay packages for Ghosn and other executives for 2018. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she wants another delay in London's departure from the European Union. The current date is April 12th, which the EU granted when the original March 29th date was put off. May is saying she will work with the opposition Labour Party to reach an agreement that will pass in Parliament, where her EU separation deal has failed three times. Here's Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy.
In another last-minute effort to try and break the Brexit deadlock, Prime Minister Theresa May is now trying to form an unlikely partnership with her parliamentary rivals, the opposition Labour Party. It's a significant step for how exactly Brexit could shape up. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he'd be happy to meet with May, but his party wants to keep a customs union with the EU and access to the bloc's single market. That could keep the UK in a much closer relationship with the EU than many people in May's Conservative Party would want. The Prime Minister announced the move after chairing 7 hours of meetings with her cabinet and said she's seeking yet another delay to Brexit beyond the current April 12th deadline.
That was Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy reporting. President Trump had praise for NATO and its Secretary General on Tuesday as he and Jens Stoltenberg met at the White House. On his favorite NATO topic, burden sharing, Mr. Trump said tremendous progress had been made among the 29 member countries, but insisted that Germany was still not paying its fair share. He also said while the United States spends a lot of money to protect Europe, quote, they're taking advantage of us on trade. Stoltenberg thanked the president for what he called his strong leadership on burden sharing, adding, we have stepped up in our joint fight against terrorism and we are investing more. Only seven member countries reached their GDP spending commitment in 2018, but that is seen as an improvement from previous years. For all the news, every day, you can go to VOANews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.